We have a quorum. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Chairman was finally.
I was working on another memo, so I wasn't paying attention.
And I was
home. We'll stay at the board early here, but we'll make sure that it's a question.
Okay, good morning. Welcome, Government Operations and Veterans Affairs Committee. And we have two people to confirm. The only group that we confirm are from the Campaign Finance Disclosure Board. And so we have former Representative Hilda Betterman here with us today and Felicia Boyd. And so don't break this up before you retire.
I still have my deposit. So,
Representative Newman, since you came on the last one in, you get to move the minutes of March 29th. I don't see any questions, additions. Do you have any? If not, all in favor of the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Minutes are adopted. Okay. Welcome to our committee.
Thank you.
What we want to do is basically, as Eric would say, we want to query you on a few points, but we'd like to welcome you and appreciate you being a volunteer to finance board. I think why don't we just start with just a little basic introduction of yourself, and then we can take questions from members. And as this is our last meeting, I would be sure that we want to thank our page and our committee LA, Rory and Lori, who's probably stuck in traffic. And so with this, go ahead.
Okay. Again, I'm Hilda Betterman, and I served in the Minnesota House of Representatives from 1991 through 1998, and I served with a number of you here. And since then, I've gone back to teaching full-time at the Alexandria Technical College, and I'm looking forward to retirement maybe in about a year or so. So, and I know I look far too young to retire, but that's okay.
We all.
But in addition to that, I've served on a number of boards. I currently am president of the Minnesota Board of Medical Practice. I serve on our local Douglas County Hospital Board. I'm the vice president of that board. I've served on a number of advisory councils and so on for our community and on the state level as well. Policy, regulation, disciplinary types of boards, so I feel I have a lot that I could contribute to the Campaign Finance and Disclosure Board. And I'm married and have my husband here with me today, Will Betterman. He is my protector. And I have two children and five grandchildren, so I am very active in my other life.
Okay, questions?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Betterman, I think you're an exceptional choice on behalf of the governor to send to the Campaign Finance and Disclosure Board. But my concerns for both nominees relate to a single issue. I'd like to ask you a couple of questions. As you may know, Representative Meslow has part of the state government omnibus finance bill provisions that would take much of the state and local Fair Campaign Practices Act jurisdiction away from the county attorney's office and put it in a new, restylized, larger Campaign Finance and Disclosure Board, and that it would operate with panels of three members of the board acting much like the U.S. Court of Appeals to review what a staff attorney would say on matters of disclaimers or false claims of support or false literature. And so they would be operating in a very different way than just the campaign finance angle. It would be heavily involved in regulating the conduct of campaigns. Now, my question to you is, and I'm thrilled that you have Will's support here, because that's very important, but how does service, particularly if it's going to be very vigorous service during campaign season in the Twin Cities by participating most times, I think, on these panels, how does that jibe with your service for the Alexandria Technical College and your arrangements that you might have with your employer doing the very good work that you do in Alexandria and perhaps service on these panels helping to regulate campaign conduct not only for state candidates but also all the local candidates?
Currently, as I said, I serve on the Minnesota Board of Medical Practice, and I used to be on a complaint review committee, which met monthly all day. And I had made arrangements with the school, and they, in fact, encourage public service there. And so I was able to get my day off and to come down. And, of course, there was a lot of reading involved with that that I did on my own time. And I'm assuming that in a situation like that, I would have a lot of outside reading before any of these panels would meet. And so I don't see an issue there. And besides, I probably have 1 year left at the college as far as classroom is concerned.
Okay. And just so that I understand, Ms. Chairman, Representative Betterman, so your testimony is that you think that the technical college would be supportive of this kind of service, even though it's a zooped-up role for the board?
Exactly.
Okay. Any other questions, members? Seeing none. Oh, question? No. I think the motion would be to approve Hilda Betterman for a appointment to the Campaign Finance Disclosure Board, which I would move. And if there's no other discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? You're on. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Just while Felicia, why don't you come up while she's coming up. The next part would be once these are confirmed, we have it on the House floor for, I think we do, two votes to accept and then to pass. Welcome to our committee.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming down. Why don't you just tell us a little background of yourself, and then we'll have some questions for you or whatever, and
okay.
Everything will be fine.
My name is Felicia Boyd. I live down in New Market, Minnesota. I'm a litigation partner at Fagery & Benson in Minneapolis. I've practiced law there for going on 16 years. I focus on intellectual property litigation, extensive work in patent, trademark, copyright litigation, particularly in the area of false advertising, false endorsement, as well as misleading and deceptive ads. I have 5 children. I run a Boy Scout troop, a junior troop, and a brownie troop. And I have no grandchildren. But that's me. And I don't sleep a lot. My firm is very supportive of me taking on this role.
Excellent. Questions? We'll get to your representation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Boyd, I mean, that was certainly going to be my query. No doubt you're probably one of the finest lawyers in the state of Minnesota with clients like American Express, Microsoft, ASCAP, and others, and certainly one of the premier litigation firms. And I'm just wondering, again, if we have a very different role for the Campaign Finance and Disclosure Board, as suggested by Chairman Haas and Representative Meslow, you're going to be working as part of an appellate panel, and because of your legal experience, I imagine you may well be picked more often. How does that jibe with perhaps, as you did, have to travel off to the Eastern District of Virginia for patent matters or for the Patent and Trademark Office? I imagine there's travel in your particular kinds of practice. How do you balance what is one of the greatest portfolios, I mean, as far as patent work in the state, with the service that we would need for you across the street?
I am a dedicated volunteer. When I rise to a challenge, I meet it. My firm will back me on the hours I need to spend doing something. And here, I don't see the time involved as something that's going to detract so much from my family as more from my office hours, and that I've already dealt with.
Mr. Chairman, Ms. Boyd, one further tougher question, not within any extra grind, but a real-life political situation. Mr. Melendez is of your firm, has very high-profile clients, among them the former Senate Majority Leader, DFL Senate Majority Leader, Congressman Luther, others, a portfolio of political actors who are very highly placed, no doubt with matters that come before the board. Likewise, in your firm is Mr. Henches and Ms. Elliott and others who are directly filing paperwork with the board. If there's a problem with either the folks who are in your firm with the Campaign Finance and Disclosure Board or the clients of your firm with the Campaign Finance and Disclosure Board, what do you do?
Well, first I would look to the committee chair to find out what the appropriate conflict of interest rules are that govern the situation. I intend to follow them. If a client of mine is brought before the Campaign Finance Board, I can't imagine that I would take part in any decision involving one of my clients. I don't think that would be appropriate. I do not work, however, with any of the people that do lobbying work or government affairs work at my firm. They have no management or business relationship with me other than being one of my partners. And so I would look to the conflict of interest rules and then decide whether or not it was appropriate to participate in that hearing or not.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Other questions? Representative Thiessen.
Well, I was glad Representative Lippman was saying such kind things about the firm that Felicia works for, or Ms. Boyd works for, because my wife is a partner there as well, so I'm going to recuse myself from this vote.
The minutes will reflect this, so he's not voting on this one. Any other questions from members? If not, I would move that to approve the appointment of Felicia Boyd to the Campaign Finance Disclosure Board. I think the minutes don't reflect how long the appointment is for, and I don't even know how long. But these are for how many years? Four? 4 years. Any other discussion? Any questions? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? And the motion carries with one abstention as noted in the minutes.
I think I saw him move.
No. You're set. Thank you very much.
Great.
For
thank
coming
you.
Down. Is there any other business to come? Well, first, then I would like to thank Lori Esar, our committee administrator, Rory Cole, our legislative assistant for the committee, our wonderful Paige, and everybody and all the members. It's been an interesting, wonderful bit, and I've enjoyed chairing this committee, and I've enjoyed Representative Lippman, who will be departing as the vice chair. So with that, thank you very much, and we're adjourned.